This is Jeff J. Brown, China Rising Radio Sinoland, Sikh Truth From Facts Foundation, the China Writers Group, and the Bioweapon Truth Commission. Today's little short podcast is called Huawei Petal Maps, RIP, Rest in Peace. With great fanfare in October of 2020, Huawei launched Petal, P-E-T-A-L, maps, which was designed to take it to Google Maps and provide competition to Google Maps worldwide, interestingly, but not inside China. So it was designed specifically for the ex-China market, because there are already two well-established maps, online maps in China, Amaps and Baidu Maps. So they did not try to get in on that market, but they did establish Petal for the rest of the world with great fanfare. And here it is right here. It looks just like Google, but it really, really has a nicer interface. When you road trips, etc. I really liked it when it first came out and continued to use it. I even tried to help them because they were obviously 10 years behind Google Maps, helping them with information about businesses, when they were open, telephone number, etc. I tried three times and they made it so difficult that the information I sent them was never used. So that was one problem. And then about 3 months ago, I noticed that there was no more public transportation. All there was driving a car, walking, or riding a bike. So public transportation was gone all of a sudden. I went on the internet. One guy asked about it at Huawei, never got a response back. Well, but it's pretty clear that they're not going to use the public transportation information like buses and trains and trams and et cetera. And I think it's pretty much the death of Petal Maps as far as everyday people are concerned. Obviously what they're doing is they don't want to, I think they gave up trying to compete against Google in terms of people who use public transportation and obviously that module, whatever it is around the world, because it's pretty amazing, but with all the buses and the trains and the options and making this connection and that connection, et cetera. I'm sure that must be quite expensive. And so, of course, Huawei is selling cars. I think what they are doing now is they've just given up trying to compete against Google for mass consumption for the consumer market. And they are only going to use Huawei Maps in their cars for driving. So if you're driving a car, it's really good. It shows a car, and it does show a taxi. I actually haven't looked into that. You can hire a taxi with it, and you can walk and you can ride a bike, but I can't take the bus. I have a bus stop, 30 meters from where I live here in Cherbourg. That's no longer usable. So unfortunately, for people like me and millions of others who are not car-centered and who are public transportation-centered, it pretty much spells the end, the death knell for Huawei Petal Maps. So now I have very reluctantly switched back to Google Maps here in France. And which I find kind of sad because I thought Google, could use the competition, but clearly Huawei has thrown in the towel. This is Jeff J. Brown signing out. Have a great day.